Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by ShamanSpiritCenter.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about the motivations of pathologically narcissistic people. This is something many people wonder about, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. The behavior of narcissistic people can be very confusing. This is often because it's hard to figure out why they're doing things. When asked, their stories often make no sense at all. They may give reasons that blame others, that seem to confuse cause and effect, that misrepresent the order of events, or just plain make no sense. Part of this is because many narcissists don't want to reveal their true motivations. They fear showing vulnerability or how their true motivations will make them look to other people. It also can be because they're often so disconnected from themselves internally and so lacking in insight that they don't really know why they're doing something. They just do what they think they need to or want to do in that specific moment. They may truly not realize why, and most don't understand or care about long-term consequences. It doesn't matter if it'll hurt them later. What matters is now. That is because pathologically narcissistic people are in survival mode, as we've discussed in other episodes of the show. When someone is in survival mode, they can't worry about what will happen tomorrow. They're too worried about getting through today. This is probably the number one motivation of narcissistic people: survival. All their other motives seem to spring from this one. All of their behaviors center around this one thing. You may hear people say, for example, that the motives of narcissistic people are power and control, and that's true. But why? Why do they believe they need power and control? It's easy to stop right there and say, that's the end, and in practical terms, that's all you need to know to decide whether you want somebody in your life or not. However, it's not the end of the story as far as understanding goes. Desiring power and control is not its own endgame, regardless of the mechanics of achieving it. No matter what, there's always the question of why. There's a reason this has become such a powerful motivation in somebody's life. The answer in this case is survival. Pathologically narcissistic people are dependent on others, literally. Because of their disordered functioning, they require the participation of other people in order to function as efficiently as they are able to. When someone is dependent on others, those others have a lot of power and they become very important. This is, for example, how relationships work between adults and children. Children are dependent on their parents and other caregivers for survival. The caregivers are very important to the child because of this, and they have total control over the relationships. This is the situation narcissistic people seem to be in as well. They resent and fear their perceived lack of power in the situation because not having power means not being able to control other people. That means not getting what you need, which equals a threat to their survival. Seeking to control others facilitates their power over other people, which is really power over themselves and their own continued survival. When you can control the things you need for survival, you have a better chance of surviving and you feel less fear. Because you actually can't truly control other people, nobody can, narcissists are in a continuous power struggle with others to try to bridge this gap and alleviate their anxiety over it. This is why people must perform exactly according to the narcissistic person's wishes or they're going to be punished. When you assert identity, individuality, or sovereignty that separates you from the narcissist, you are demonstrating that they do not control you. If they do not control you, you're a threat because you may not give them what they need. Then what are they supposed to do? They have no other way to get it. It's a survival strategy designed to essentially extort what they need from others because they have no idea how to meet their own needs, no skills with which to do so, and either no ability or no desire to learn new ones. Even in cases where the narcissist is truly sadistic and torturous, the motive underneath is still usually fear, even if it's unconscious or unacknowledged. There's nobody who fears weakness and helplessness more than an abuser. Why do they desire to torture or to be cruel? To feel in control, to feel powerful. Why do they desire to feel powerful? Because they fear they're not. Those who are not in control have no power, and those with no power do not survive. Power can also become an addiction, but all addiction is rooted in survival and defense mechanisms. Despite their behavior, this is the mindset of a very young child who has no true control over themselves or their environment. They perceive others to be the ones with all the power and control over them, so they endeavor to take that back by exerting control over the other person or the other people. It's a system based on backward reasoning that results in them actually reinforcing to themselves that they have no power over and over again. This, of course, only makes the problem worse, not better. creates a situation where they ultimately feel completely powerless in their own lives unless they play these power games with other people constantly and win. This is what you see with pathologically narcissistic persons, someone who is unable to feel in control and empowered in their own life unless they're degrading, berating, or otherwise subjugating another person. They can't win unless somebody else loses. They believe other people hold all the power and their lives are a constant struggle to take that power, thereby ensuring their own survival. It's a devastating situation both for them and for anyone unlucky enough to be entangled with them in this pointless power struggle that can never be won by anybody and therefore can never end. Understanding the motivations of narcissistic people can help you get unstuck and break the paralysis brought on by the confusion created by this so often nonsensical behavior. It's easy to get stuck in a loop of trying to understand and trying to explain, never realizing that neither of these things are really going to help facilitate communication at all. The narcissist has one real goal, and if what you're saying or doing doesn't help further that goal, it's getting in the way of it. Therefore, they will either defend against, deflect, deny, or destroy it, all in the fear and the resulting entitled rage that their needs are not going to be met. Now, it can be easy to mistake the narcissist's motivating fear as something which can be addressed with demonstrations of love, security, kindness, or the other normal avenues of reassurance that you would use with another person, but this is not, quote, normal fear. It is a deep, pathological insecurity centered around their own inability to perform basic survival functions or secure and address basic needs, which is wrapped in shame and obscured by denial coupled with cognitive distortions and skewed perception. We compare their mindset to children, and in many ways, it's very much the same due to their arrested emotional development, but in other ways, it's more like dealing with a machine that can only do one thing. At all costs and by any means necessary. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, via email, and through Skype. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that by clicking the book and appointment tab. I teach workshops a few times a month, so if you're interested in participating in one of those, you can do that through littleshaman.org as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org and Shaman Spirit Center. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.